such rich readings today, and I think of if we understand what St. Paul wrote in the first reading today, I'll refer to another saint, St. Ignatius of Loyola. During his conversion, after he injured his leg in a battle, he began to have a lot of free times on his hands, and this is the beginning of him writing the spiritual exercises. And he said, when he read the things of this world, it brought him so much satisfaction, pleasure, and happiness. But those happiness begin to fleet right away. It make him wanting more. It make him felt empty. It was just more and more and more. But when he read the lives of Christ and the lives of the saints, there was something that lingered, that give him much a deeper joy than the things of this world. So this is what St. Paul said in the first reading. If we live according to the flesh, satisfaction, pleasures will come right away, but they are fleeting. They come, but they go, right? But the things of the Spirit will continue to give us a deeper sense of joy. The joy that persists, the joy that gives life, the joy of letting us know who we are, as beloved sons and daughters of God, that we can call out to God, Abba, Father. The joy of knowing who we are, the joy of belonging to God, it is joy that the world cannot rob away from us. The joy that God is with me, and then I am His sons, I am His daughters. The joy that this world cannot take away from us, that deep from within, knowing who we are and who we belong to. This is what St. Paul is trying to say in the first reading, which lead me toward the gospel reading today. Note how attentive Jesus is to this woman in a synagogue, filled with many people. He noticed her. God noticed little people, little things. Perhaps Luke, who was a physician, was able to portray this in a very sensible way. A physician that cured not only the body, but the divine physician that cured the soul. Jesus noticed the little things, the little people in the room. That's what oftentimes get dismissed by the leaders of the synagogues, the leaders of that time. And he called them out because of their hypocrisy. Because God heals when we ask Him. God heals not just the body, but also the soul. And God heals according to His time, not according to our time. I think it would be unfair for us who come to Him and said, Lord, just like the Air Force. We're like, oh yeah, you can only come during office hours. After office hours, you stand in line and go back and stand again. I'm glad that God is not that way. He doesn't have office hours, right? We can always come to Him. We can always come to Him as His beloved sons and daughters. And He's always available. And He noticed us. How wonderful it is for us to know that God loves us, that God wants to heal us, not only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. This is what the scriptures, both the Old Testaments, trying to teach us, that God is attentive to us and we should be proud of who we are. And then, therefore, take the time to deepen ourselves, deepen our life, deepen our identity, deepen our mission, deepen our purpose, in knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God who willed our good.